Structure Words, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, and welcome back to class. If you remember our lesson last week, you'll remember that we talked a lot about content words, and we mentioned structure words as well. Now, you remember that content words, the nouns, the verbs, the adjectives, and the adverbs, are the words in sentences that get stressed. Well, they almost always get stressed, and that's because they're the most important information. Now, we can sometimes stress other words, but commonly it's the content words that get the stress. So in this lesson, let's talk a lot more about those little words, the structure words. We're going to practice de-stressing them, because I find that a lot of people are pretty good at putting on the stress, but not taking away the stress. Now, structure words are things such as prepositions, pronouns, articles, conjunctions, modals, and be verbs, because be verbs don't show any action. They're not the most important information usually. So because these are not really important words, I can't say that they're not important at all, but because they're not very important for the meaning of the sentence, we tend to drop them down and make them very small. In fact, we reduce them, so sometimes you may not even hear them. You may think that you should say every word equally, but it's not true. These little structure words get dropped way down and they go really fast. For example, you may say, I'm going to the store. Going to the store. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the count, isn't it? I'm going to the store. But this is what a native North American English speaker would say. I'm going to the store. Da 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 da. The rhythm is quite different. It's not equal rhythm. And that's because these little words, these structure words, are being shortened. It gives it a really fast beat. And those are the little valleys that we're hearing in the intonation. So when you learn English by reading and writing, often what you'll do is you will say every word with equal value, equal stress. So you come to North America or you talk to an American or a Canadian and you say, wait a minute, that's not the same English I learned. One of the problems that you have is because the sound is so low and so fast, you may miss it. I notice this with a lot of students when I do dictation. When I ask somebody to write down what I say, they always seem to get the content words, and they often miss the structure words. So they're hard to hear. And the other problem is, because we take these words and reduce them, they're going by so quickly, you never really get a chance to hear what they sound like because they go by so fast. Now, this is very important. Don't forget this. I'm going to teach you how to say these words using schwas and making them short, but I'm going to do it in a very slow way. We never speak like this. We never say, I'm going to the store, to the store. But when I speak quickly, I'll say, I'm going to the store. It's the same thing, but when we reduce these structure words, they've got to be spoken either normally, a normal speed, or very quickly. They can't be spoken very slowly. Otherwise, you need to pronounce every sound exactly. Okay, so don't forget this. Reducing words is because we go quickly. It's not because we think, oh, I want to reduce these words. It's simply because the speed is a little faster. We're getting through them as quickly as possible. So in this lesson, I'm going to go over a number of structure words and we'll figure out how they're spoken and then we'll speed them up. So here are the basic rules about how to reduce structure words. Most of the time, these words are one-syllable words. They're usually very short. They've got sometimes two or three or four letters in them. They're not really long. And often they have a lax vowel, not a long vowel. A long vowel is A, E, I, O, U, the sounds of the alphabet. as in cake, eat, A-E-I-O-U. Now, this is not always true, but often they don't have these sounds. And the way it works is we look at the word, we look at the structure word, we remove the vowel sound, and we put in a little schwa sound instead, because we're trying to rush through the sound as quickly as possible. We can't do that if we're pronouncing the sounds clearly. So we change them to a schwa. So if you'll look at your list of prepositions, now there are hundreds, maybe more than hundreds of prepositions. This is just a very short list of short prepositions. And if you'll look at them, we'll see that we see the word I-N, in. I say it clearly, I say in. So how would I reduce the word in? Well, I simply take out the I, that short I sound, and put a schwa there. What do I get? I get un, un. Now I'm saying it in a normal speed. Let's speed it up a bit. Un, un, un. It's in here. The box is in here, in here, in there, in the park, un. Do you hear that? When I say it fast, you may not be able to hear that schwa very well, but it's spoken very quickly. There's no more I. It sounds like un, un. The same thing happens with the word at. At is a nice clear sound. Let's remove the a, add a schwa, and what do we get? We get ut, ut. Notice how quick that is? Ut. He's at the bank. Ut. I'm at a party. Ut. And notice how we can also say ud, ud. When can we say ud? Think about that for a second. I'm at the bank. Do you hear the T sound? I'm at the bank. Okay, there's a T. I'm at a party. Ud, ud. And I've linked those two words together too. I'm at a party. Ud, ud. That's because of the T. The T is followed by a vowel sound, which makes it soft. Sounds like a D. So at becomes ut or ud. To becomes t, t. I'm going to, t. I'm going to the store. I'm going to the bank, t. And sometimes it becomes d, d. When would it become d? When it's preceded by a vowel sound. For example, go to sounds like go to, go to. Let's go to, let's go to, let's go to the store. Go to, go to. So to is either t or d, depending on if there's a vowel before or after it. Now for becomes reduced to fur, fur. It's for you. It's for me. Fur. From, we take out the put in a shortened sound, the schwa, and we get from, from. It's from me. It's from you. With, we take out the I sound, we get w, w. And with, although not a preposition, we take out the I sound, we get with, with. He's with me, with. He's with me, I'm with him, with. And of, we just want to reduce that a sound to a schwa, we get of, of. Would you like a cup of tea? Cup of tea, cup of tea. And sometimes we reduce it even more to just Would you like a cup of tea? Cup of tea. He's a friend of mine. Friend of mine. It's really common. You don't have to do that, but you have two choices. A friend of mine, a friend of mine. So these are a number of prepositions. Now there are a lot of other prepositions, and there are a number of prepositions that have two or more syllables. For example, above, above. We hear a schwa in the the first syllable. And above doesn't have a schwa, but it's shortened. It's not a really strong sound. And how about below? Below, the same thing. The first syllable has a schwa, but the second syllable doesn't. So when we start looking at prepositions that have two or more syllables, we don't reduce them completely, but we do shorten them. Now here's something else about prepositions. When the preposition is at the end of the sentence, it doesn't get reduced. For example, I don't say, who's it for? It's pretty strange. I would say, who's it for? Who's this for? I wouldn't say, who's he with? I would say, who's he with? Or, where's it at? But, where's it at? If the preposition is at the end of the sentence, say it clearly. And one other thing. The preposition to, or the word to, can also be part of an infinitive, right? When to is part of an infinitive, it has the same pronunciation. It doesn't matter. I like to go swimming. I like to go swimming. To go, it's part of an infinitive. The sound is still reduced. Okay, so prepositions get reduced. What else gets reduced? Well, pronouns get reduced. Pronouns are all of the words that take the place of a noun. It could be a subject pronoun, like he, she, we. It could be an object pronoun, like me, them. And it could be a possessive pronoun, like his, her, my. These are all kinds of pronouns. And most of them get reduced. A few of them get just shortened. Almost every pronoun gets reduced except for maybe we, which gets just shortened, or my, which gets shortened too. My, we. So we say them very quickly, but we don't change them to a schwa. But a lot of these other ones do. For example, the word you, we take out the oo, we put a schwa, we get ya. You've probably heard that. You've probably heard that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He, we mentioned this before, but he very commonly loses that H. So the E is a long sound. It doesn't change. It just shortens. We lose the H and we get E. E. Is he there? E. E. It, we remove the I, we put a schwa, we get it. It. And of course, if we put a vowel sound after it, we put id. Give it a bath. Give it a. Now, does this remind you of anything else that sounds like it or id? Hopefully it does. It's the exact same sound as at. So how do you know the difference? How do you know if it's going to be it or at? The only way you will know is through context. So you would never be able to guess this if I just said it alone. You'd have to hear the sentence. Them is reduced to them, or sometimes Give them the book. Give them the book. Or sometimes give them the book. Give them the book. What do they want? They want the book. Well, give them the book. Okay, give them. Give them. Your is very commonly reduced to your, your. It's your book, your. His, we take out that H, we're going to make the short I into a schwa, and we get us, us. It's his book, it's his book, us. Her, we're going to take off that H, make a really short a schwa plus an R, and we'll have just give her the book. Now remember, we don't always have to take the H off from some of these words, but it's just common. So give her the book. Him becomes removing the H, taking the I to a schwa, give him the book. Does that remind you of anything else? How about them? Give them the book, give them the book. Give him the book, give him the book. Same thing, isn't it? How do you know the difference? Well, in all honesty, sometimes you don't. If you don't have enough context to know the difference, you may have to ask. And don't worry, native English speakers do this all the time. Do you mean him or them? I don't really understand. So, it's a common problem. Don't worry about it. And it's, the possessive for it, and remember, possessive for it doesn't have an apostrophe. If you have an IT apostrophe S, it means it is, so be careful with that. It becomes uts, uts. Its cover is over there. I think its cover is over there. The book's cover is over there. I think its cover is over there. Uts, uts. And also, our, this is reduced. It doesn't become a schwa, but it's very commonly spoken as our. It's our home, it's our family, instead of our. It's just been reduced quite a bit. Okay, also, articles and conjunctions are very commonly reduced. A becomes and I'm sure you're pretty much aware of that. Very few people say, this is a book. Maybe young children who are learning to read. But we say, this is a book. This is a book. And becomes an. The becomes just a little bit shorter. The. Some becomes sim. But we've got to be careful on this one. If we say some without a noun after it, it has to be pronounced clearly. So I would say, give me some water. Some water. Okay, I put a noun water after it. I can reduce the word some. But if I am meaning water, but I don't say the word water, I'd say, hey, give me some. In this case, I didn't use a noun. I need to use this clearly. The same thing happens with the word this. I can reduce this to this. This shoe is too small. This shoe is too small. But if I don't use a noun after it, I need to say the word clearly. Can I have this? This? Okay, not reduced. That is a little bit different. That, whether we're using it with a noun or not, if we're indicating something, we always say that. Give me that book. Okay, it's not reduced, is it? Give me that book. I take away the noun, give me that. It doesn't change. But there's one time that does change, and that's when it's followed by a noun clause. For example, if I said, oh, it's so hot that I want to go inside. That I. Did you notice that? I just took the a out and put a schwa. It's so hot outside that I want to go inside. I want to go inside is what we call a noun clause. It means it has a subject and a verb. Don't worry too much about the grammar. But if we're explaining something with the word that, it can be reduced. If we're demonstrating something with the word that thing over there, then it can't be reduced. Just keep that in your mind. And we have some conjunctions too. Some of the shorter conjunctions, such as and, or, and but, are very commonly reduced. You've probably heard people say and as un. Bread and butter, milk and cheese, tea and coffee, un. Ladies and gentlemen, do you even hear the D? It's because it's not there. There's no D there. The A on and has been reduced to and we get un. We're going to have bacon and eggs for breakfast. Un. Or becomes er. Take off the o and put a schwa in there and we get er. So we say, would you like coffee or tea? Coffee or. Would you like bread or cake? Bread or. Almost sounds like B-R-E-A-D-E-R, doesn't it? Bread or. Would you like bread or cake? And but becomes but. I like this, but I don't like that. But these may be a little bit hard for you to work on for a while. But first become aware of what people are doing around you. This is really, really how they speak. Now, there is a problem sometimes when you're talking to somebody who feels you may not understand well. If they feel that your English isn't so great, and sometimes this happens with ESL teachers. ESL teachers are fantastic people, but sometimes they speak very clearly, very slowly, and they will say and, or, but, to make sure you understand. But if you listen to everyday people, they don't do that. They'll reduce all of these words. Now, some of the transition words like meanwhile, therefore, these don't really get reduced. They may be spoken a little bit quicker, but they're not really reduced. For one thing, they have more than one syllable. But have you ever noticed after the words however, meanwhile, there's a comma? That's because these words stand alone. So they're not really reduced very much. It's the shorter words that get reduced. Okay, we also reduce modals. Now, if you remember, modals are words like would, should, can, can't, will. These are words that can't be alone. They can't be used in a sentence alone unless you make a short sentence. We also call these auxiliary verbs, and we also call them helping verbs, which is what I learned as a child. This word helps a verb. It's called a helping verb. It doesn't really matter what you call it. They all have the same function. They help another verb. So when we use modals, they are most often reduced. For example, the word can. I don't say I can do it. I say I can. I can do it. I can do it. Can. Notice I don't have on this list can't. C-A-N apostrophe T, can't, is the only modal that never gets reduced. It always stays strong. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can do it. So can is reduced to kun, should is reduced to should. You should do it. You should do it. Should. Could is reduced to could. I wish I could do it. Could. Would is reduced to would. I would do it if I could. I would. And sometimes it's reduced even more to just ud. And often it's put into a contraction, so it'll be even more reduced. I'd do it if I had the time. Or maybe just I'd, I apostrophe D. I'd do it if I had the time. So it can be quite reduced. Have as a modal, very commonly, has that H gone. So as a modal, not as a verb, very important. If I say, I have a book, have is a verb. But if I say, I have been to Canada, we remove the H, we put a schwa there instead of the a, and you get of. I've been there. And this also can be reduced into a contraction. I've, I apostrophe V-E. And sometimes we reduce it even more to just Does this sound like anything else? It should. It's just like the word of, O-F. It gets reduced in the same way. Some people have a problem when they write the words I could have. They hear could of, and they spell of, O-F. But what they mean is could have, because it's spoken the same way. Could have. I wish I could have gone. And we can reduce it more to I wish I could have gone. So that have can be quite reduced. Had can be reduced to id. He had gone. He had already gone. He had. Okay, remove the H, put a schwa, we get ud. And will. Will is reduced to wool. If you will help me, wool. And sometimes even more reduced to oh. If you will help me, oh. And we get it even more reduced when we make a contraction. You-all is Y-O-U apostrophe L-L. So these contractions can be even smaller. So if you see the word as a contraction, please don't pronounce it as two words. It's not. It's just one sound. You-all, you-all, I-L, heel. Be really careful. Be verbs also get reduced. For example, we reduce am to I am here to help you. I am, is reduced to is. He is here to help you. Are is reduced to We are here to help you. Was is reduced to just much smaller sound. He was here to help you. And were is reduced to were. We were here to help you. Now, all of these can be reduced even more by making them contractions. We can say I'm, I apostrophe M, he's, H-E apostrophe S, and so on. So we can reduce all of these be verbs quite a bit. Okay, now let's try some of these out in some phrases and then some short sentences, just to try them out. We'll be getting back to these in the next lesson and the lesson after that. But let's try these out. Notice I have a pattern for you that begins with a weak stress, and a primary stress. And the pattern is da-da-da, da-da-da. Now go quickly, da-da-da, da-da-da. If you know anything about music, let's say that the first two dots are quarter notes, and the third line, that gliding line, is a whole note. So it's very quick and then long. I could tap it out like this. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Okay, this is exactly what we want to do when we say these phrases, because if you look at these, all of the phrases contain two structure words followed by one content word. So speed up the two structure words, let the content word be nice and strong, nice and long, and we'll make this pattern. Da-da-da. For example, we'll say un, the, store, and the store, and the store, da da da, and the store, and the store. Try it out with me. And the store, and the store. Okay, the next one, to the play. Now remember, I would never say it that way when I'm speaking to someone. We're just practicing. To the play, to the play, da-da-da, to the play. Speed up those first two words, to the play. Okay, next we have at the bank, at the. Make sure the TH is coming out on the. At the bank, da-da-da, at the bank. Next we have with the man, da-da-da, with the man, from the cat, for the key, For the key, okay? Fast, long, for the key. Next we have of the day, da-da-da, of the day. Okay, good. Let's put them into some short sentences. Our friend is in the store. Our friend is in the store. Da da, da 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 da. Our friend is in the store. Connect them all together. Our friend is in the store. Where's your friend? Oh, our friend is in the store. Da da, da 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 da. Our friend is in the store. Next, the kids, the very short, the kids, da da, the kids went to the play, to the play. Now, went is the verb. It's a little bit weaker than kids and play, but it's still stronger than any of those structure words. The kids went to the play. 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 Next, the guy, the guy, the guy, is it the, very fast, da, 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 is it the guy is at the bank. The guy is at the bank. The guy is at the bank. So where's that guy? Oh, the guy is at the bank. Tom is with the man. Is with the, Tom is with the man. Where's Tom? Tom is with the man. Tom, da, 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 da. Tom is with the man. Long, short, 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 long. Tom is with the man. The mouse is from the cat. This from the mouse is from the cat. Have you ever had a cat bring you a present of a mouse? The mouse is from the cat. The mouse is from the cat. We look, we look. Now notice we is just shortened. It's not reduced, but shortened. We look for the key. We look for the key. Da da, da da da. We look for the key. It's the soup of the day. It's the soup of the day. It's the soup of the day. Da da da, da da da. So what's on the menu? What's that? Oh, it's the soup of the day. It's the soup of the day. Notice how the it's and the kind of smash into soup, of and the smash into day. It's the soup of the day. Okay, let's look at some other ones. Remember the pattern. Da da da, da da da. This time we'll use an indefinite article, a or an or some. So, da da da, I'm connecting those, in a car, in a car, in a car, in a car. Next, with some pens, with some pens, with some pens, with some pens. Next, the. Okay, we're connecting the words, linking the words. Uda, uda. This is really what people say. Uda, uda. Not at a. Uda. Uda park. Uda park. Uda park. Next. For a. For a. For a. For a child. For a child. For a child. Next. Be careful on this one. We're going to connect them together, and we've got two schwas instead of vowels in the first two words. Unun, unun. They sound the same, don't they? They really do sound the same. It sounds like schwa n, schwa n. Unneg, unneg. Notice how I've connected the an on and with the egg, aneg, unneg, unneg. For some mink. I'm going to connect those two. Some mink. For some mink. For some mink. For some mink. And then we have a vowel. Connecting those together. A vowel. A vowel. And by the way, because we have an after of, we can't make a vowel. It wouldn't work. You've got to put the little V sound between of and an, because the next word starts with a vowel. If it started with a consonant, we could say "uh" instead of, but not when the next word starts with a vowel. Of an owl, of an owl, of an owl, da-da-da, short-short long, of an owl. All right, great. Let's put them into some sentences. Paul is in a car. Paul, notice that's not Paul, by the way. Paul is in a car. Long, short, 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 long. Paul is in a car. Paul is in a car. Where's Paul? Paul is in a car. Okay, next we have, it's paper with some pens. It's paper with some pens. Now notice paper has two syllables. Okay. Paper, where we're going to hit the stresses on the first syllable. It's paper, it's paper, it's paper, da-da-da. It's paper with some pens. It's paper with some pens. What's that over there? Oh, it's paper with some pens. Oh, I see. It's paper with some pens. The boy is at a park. The boy is at a... The boy is at a park. The boy is at a park. Where's the boy? Oh, the boy is at a park. The gift is for a child. Da-da, da-da-da-da. The gift is for a child. Who's that gift for? Oh, the gift is for a child. The chick was in an egg. The chick was in an egg. The chick was in an egg. The child says, where did that baby chick come from? Oh, the chick was in an egg. The chick was in an egg. We look. We look. We is just shortened. We look for some ink. 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 It's the beak of an owl. It's the beak of an owl. Maybe I go to a museum and I say, what's that thing there? Oh, that. It's the beak of an owl. It's the beak of an owl. Short, short, long. Short, short, long. It's the beak of an owl. That over there. Oh, it's the beak of an owl. So this list certainly isn't all of the possible words that can get reduced, but it will give you a pretty good idea. Now, what's your job? Your job is to first go out, start listening to native English speakers. Listen to how they do that. How do they reduce the words? Are they really shortening the words? And, you know, this little eavesdropping thing of listening in on other people, you know, not obviously, of course, but listening in and thinking, wow, how do they do that? Do they really reduce their sounds? I think you're going to find that they really do reduce their sounds. Okay, we're getting into some really good stuff. This is some really good stuff about American accent. This is very exciting because now that you're able to distinguish between these big sounds and little sounds, you're going to go far. It's getting good, and keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you in our next class. Thanks and bye.